We are starting Be'ezer Hashem, Perek Eilu Metzias, Daf Chof Aleph, Amet Aleph. Zok the Mishnah, Eilu Metzias Shaloi. There are certain things a person finds, and he's permitted to keep it. Ve'eilu Chayiv Lahachiz. And there are other things that he finds, he's not permitted to keep, and he's Mechuyiv to be Machiz, the Metziah, to be Meshiv the Aveda Labailam. Eilu Metziah Shaloi, Motza Peres Mefuzorim, Mois Mefuzoris. Now, let us just see Rashi for one minute. Motza Peres Mefuzorim. So Rashi says, Nisyaishu Abailim Mehem Kiliyoma Bigmore, the hefker hain, and the hefker. Mois mefuzoris. So we'll see in the Gemara, this is speaking about a unique case. This is not speaking about a veda. We'll see exactly in the Gemara what the case is. Mois mefuzoris. Hoyel ve'ein lehem simen nikel. The money is spread out, so there's no simen nikel, there's no simen minyan. It's spread out, it's not contained in one place. Iyushi miyayish. So the person is miyayish. He has no simen to prove that this is his mois. Vahavalu hefka. And it's hefka. Bezehu tam kulam. It is interesting that Rashi is Mishana Lishainai. By Peres Mefuzorin, Rashi says, Vehefker Hein. And here Rashi says, Vahava Lahu Hefker. Perhaps when we learn the Gemara, we'll be able to understand the Shini Haloshin. But let us just mention one Nekude, Al Kaponim Shat in the second Rashi. Rashi says that mois mufuzoris means a person lost money. He has no simen on this money, so he's miyayish. Fine. That means yish is pshati, omaveilach asorin kis, he has no hope of finding it again. And Rashi says, so what happens when a person is miyayish? Vahava luhu hefker. So through the yiyush it becomes hefker. So the rehitis loshen of Rashi is not like the gedolei achronim, the ktsais and the nesivis. The ktsais and the nesivis say moiradike yesod. They bring a multitude of rayas to this yesod. They say that Yush is not Hefker. The din of Yush is that Be'etzem, if a person possesses a chayfetz, he possesses money, and he loses it, and he's Miyayish. So after the Yush, it is still his. It doesn't become Hefker. Now what does the Yush accomplish? The Yush accomplishes that whoever sees it is permitted to take it. Like this, if a person is bailam on his mamon, on his chafetzim, so his bailus prevents someone else to take it. But yush, that is the chiddush of yush. The chiddush of yush is that if a person is miyayish, even though it is still his, but whoever finds it is permitted to take it, and when he takes it, it belongs to the one who took it. Lamayn afkamina, there's a merdik in afkamina. The afkamina is as follows. Afkamina is, let's say, Reuven lost something, and he's walking in the street together with Shimon, and they see that what Reuven had lost. So now that Reuven sees it, so he's not miyayish anymore. Oh, Baruch Hashem, he found it. Shimon is faster than Reuven, and Shimon goes and grabs it. So the Nesivis and Ktzais hold, Rabbi Yid, it's too late. Your whole heter to take Reuven's chayfetz is Kozman, he's miyush. The minute he's not miyayish anymore, he sees it, so he's not miyayish anymore. So the heter netila becomes bottle. Yush is only a heter. I'm permitted to take Reuven's chayfetz, Reuven's mamim. Kozman is a matzav of Yush. That means as follows. If Yush would be hefker, so then the minute Reuven was miyayish, so it's not Reuven's anymore, period. In order for it to become again Reuven, Reuven has to make a ma'aseh kinyan. So then Reuven is not better than Shimon. So if Shimon ran and picked it up, so it becomes Shimon's, not Reuven's. And that is what Rashi seems to be saying. Rashi says, v'ahava lohu hefker. After Yush, it becomes hefker. It is, the Yush makes that the bailus of the previous Bailam becomes Nifka, Vavalu Hefka. That is not like the Ktzais and the Sivis. Let us continue in the Mishnah. Krichos Bershus Harab. A person found bundles, small bundles of Tvuim in the Rishus Harab. So here the Mishnah is very interesting. The Mishnah says this halach is only applicable if it was Bershus Harab. If it was Bershus HaYochid, then the halach would not be Harei Eilu Shaloi. Krichos Bershus Harab. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Krichos Oimrim Ktanim. These are small bundles. Kemoi Ma'almin Alumim, Metagimina Birishalmi, Mekalchon Krichon. So we see Krichon is a lotion of bundles. Bershus Harabim. So what is the significance that it was found Bershus Harabim? Shahar Koil Doshin Olayu, in the Bershus Harabim. There's constant traffic, Ragle Odom, Ragle Behemet, people are walking, and people walk over it. These are small bundles, and the traffic in the Rishus Harabim makes that people, since there's a steady traffic, people walk over it. So what is? Vim Hoyo Simin Nikshar Aleihem Arehu Nishchas. So afilu, there was a simen on these kriches, but the simen will become destroyed through the disha of the Bnei Rishus Harab. People trample on it, and therefore the simen will become destroyed. Now we have to understand, the Mishnah is telling us, Amir de Kechidish. Rashi is learning pshat, we'll see in Taisus, Batsam, there are two mahalchim later in the Gemara. But Rashi is learning pshat as follows. There were kriches. There were bundles of tvuah that were lost in the Rishus Harab. And there was a simen on these bundles. There was a simen on these bundles. When the person found these bundles, he saw the simen. And for all practical purposes, the simen says that this bundle belongs to Yanko, the name, and address, and everything. There's a simen on it. But the person who finds it is permitted to keep it. Why? Because Yankel was miyayish. Since Yankel knows that it fell in the Rishus Harab, so he doesn't have any hope that his simen will remain because he knows what happens in the Rishus Harab. So he's miyayish that his simen is still in contact, is still existing. So that is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Kriches b'shus harabim sha'keil doshin alayu v'imoyo simen niksha aleim hareyu nishchas. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is, it wasn't nishchas. But the oivet thinks that it was nishchas. So maybe it's miyayish already. That is the chiddush of the Mishnah. If there's no simen, so you don't need this whole shtick Torah. So there's no simen. It was nishchas. There's no simen. So what is the Mishnah telling us? We're saying, so Rashi is telling us, Rabbi Kevega speaks this out, that it's speaking out, there is a simen. There's a simon, and the one who finds it, or picks it up, knows exactly who lost it. But the din is, he's permitted to keep it because the Bailam was miyayish, that he was, the Bailam was miyayish, since he realizes that the simon will be nishchas. So he's under the impression already, when a person will pick it up, it's already nishchas already. So this is the svar of the Bailam. Even though the Loshon of Rashi is very unclear, Rashi should have said, added a few words, Shakel Doshim Alayu V'Soyver HaBailim Tasimin Shoyenik Shalayim Oye Nishchas. I mean, that's what Rashi should have said. I mean, Lamai said the Simin was not Nishchas, but Al Kaponim, that is the Lomdus. The Lomdus is that the Bailim is under the impression that it was Nishchas, and therefore, he's Miyai, so therefore, I'm allowed to keep it. So therefore, the mission is Meduyik, this is Davke, Birshus Arabim, because Birshus Arabim, there's a constant flow of traffic, so Memele, the Bailam is under the impression that Shakil Doshin Alayu, so Memele is Miyai. If he lost it, Bershus HaYochid, where there's no constant flow of traffic, so he's not Miyayish. He has strong hopes that his simen is still existing, and then the one who sees it will be Machiz it. Vigulei Dveile. Now, here we're going to speak about, and here by Vigulei Dveile, we're not speaking about it. The Mishnah does not differentiate where it was, Bershus HaYochid or Bershus HaRabim. Igulei Dveile was pressed, tainim, pressed figs, like an eagle, and there was no simen whatsoever. So Memele the Zich is Yish. Kikrois shel nachtem. A person found bread that is baked by a nachtem. So let's see what Rashi says. Kol kikrois hanachtumim shovim. All the bakers, it seems that's the Ritz Loshon of Rashi. Kol kikrois hanachtumim shovim. That means all the bakers have a standard form. So Memele, when you find a kikr that was baked by a baker, there's no simen on it whatsoever. Avol kikrei shel balabayis yesh bem simen. That's why the Mishnah is specific. Kikrei shel nachtumim. Kikrei shel nachtumim do not have a simen on it, because all of them are the same, so there's no simen. There's an interesting Rishash here. The Rishash has problems with this Rashi. Kol kikreis hanachtumim shovim. He has rayas that each nachtim had a different tfus, and they had different forms. You could tell from which baker it came from. So it's not kol kikreis hanachtumim shovim. You see a bread, you'll know exactly which store or which baker baked it. So there is a simen. So the Rishash opens up a can of worms, and the Rishash says, 100%, I know which baker it came from. But we have to understand one thing. This baker bakes 1,000 breads. Now, who lost the bread? I know it comes from this bakery, that's for sure, but that's it. If the baker lost it, if the lekeach lost it, so there's no simen. It came from Zisha's bakery, so right. So what does that tell me? It shows that Zisha lost it, that you lost it, that there's no simen. So that's what the Rishash wants to say. L'chair will have a little problem later. But that's what the Ritz Loshon of Rashi seems to be saying, Kol kikreis hanachtumim shovim. all breads of all nachtumim are similar. So mamela, you don't even know from which baker it came from. If you find a kikar that a balabos baked, you know exactly who it came from. Machroizosh shel dogim, these are strings of fish, also no simin. Vachatichosh shel bosar, pieces of meat, vegizei tzemar, halakuchim mim dinosa. So Rashi says, mim dinosa, kemoish shehem gizuzois kishar kol gizois hamedine. That means they are, as soon as they are, the wool was cut off the sheep, they were not, nothing was done with them, they are straight off the sheep, kishar kol gizis ha-medina, so all the gizis of the Medina are all similar, so if you find the gizay tema, there's no simon whatsoever. Even the faintest idea who lost it. There's no simon whatsoever. Lafuki habois mi beisa umen kediktani seife. But if you have gize that comes from an umen, that means a person had wool. He gave it to an umen to dye the wool, to do other things with the wool. So then there's a simen. So here, the Rishash has a problem. The Rishash has a problem he had mentioned before by Kikrish Shel Nachtim. He said, the baker's baked bread. You can know which bakery it came from, but I don't know. That's it. So it comes from this bakery. But I don't know who lost it. If the baker lost it, if the lekeich lost it, there's no simon. So it came from this bakery. They make thousands of bread. So there's no simon whatsoever, knowing which bakery it came from. So the Rishash is a problem over here. That avoys mi beis omen. So what is pshat? People take wool and you give it to a manufacturer and they dye the wool, they do other thing with the wool. So fine. So also you have, I know this comes from this manufacturer and right? So what kind of simon is this? So the Rishash says that Habois mi beis umen means something else. It was not the gize that came from the beis umen. Every person put in his special order. There was no such thing as a standard gize tzavua that came out from the beis umen. That means that everyone, there wasn't, each person he had gize gave it to the umen. He wanted this color, this design. So every gize that came out looked different because every gize was manufactured according to the whim of the lekeach. So mamela, so there weren't two gizes alike. So mamela, whoever lost it can tell you that. He can tell you exactly the characteristics that this gize had. That is what the Rishash says. The Meiri says another pshat. The Meiri seems to learn that could be the umen had a standard. All the gizes that came out from his factory, they all looked the same. He didn't make every gize made to order the way the Rishash says. But the Miri says, Shehoumen misamnam shulayitu zeboze. That means this woman was like a cleanist. That means people are giving him gizes. He has to know that this Yankel gave him, this Berel gave him. Afilu will say they're all asking from the same color, the same design. But al kaponim, he has to return Yankel's giza to Yankel. So the umin was misamen each giza. He wrote down, this is Yankel's, this is Bettel's. So mamela, giza's a boys mi base umin had a simen. That's how the Meiri says. Vanitze pishton uleshayne shalagom. Vanitze pishton in the process that they transformed, they made linen out of flax. The flax plant was a very tall plant. The flax plant had a core in the middle. It had a klipa surrounding it. And in the etzem plant, there were many fibers which were eventually used to make chutim from them. But there was many processes were needed till you were able to make chutim out of them. The one process was they used to soak the flax stalk in water for be'erich 12 days. The soaking process made that there was a type of a glue that connected the fibers to the core and to the klipe. Soaking it for 12 days undid this glue. And one was able to separate the fibers from the rest of the plant. But then there were other processes. Then they used to go and bang the plant in order to take off the klipa and the core. And then they used to comb out the fibers. Anitze pishton means after the combing process. So now you had fibers that grew in the flax plant. And the combed out fibers, which were now roy to be used to make linen out of them. So you have combed out fibers. That's vanitze pishtam. So they all look the same. There's no simen whatsoever on them. So, reilu shaloi. Ulshaynais shelagomon. These are tongues of wool that were dyed purple. So, but they also did not have a simen, and that's Ulashayne Shalagomon. Hareya Ushaloi Divrei Ramei. Fine. So we mentioned Dvorim, most of the cases in the Mishnah were Dvorim Shein Bem Simen. So Hareya Ushaloi. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Ramei. He says you can't say a blank statement that Igulei Dveile Kikrei Shel Nachtoim, since Be'etzem they don't have a simen, so Areya Ushaloi. There are times that it's Chayiv Lahachetz. Motza Igul Ubeseichei Cheretz. Kikya ubesaychei mois. Then the din is that you have to be machiz. If there's a shinu yichayv lahachiz, and he gives two cases. Motza igul ubesaychei cheres. Now, what is the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya? So the Gemara says later the machlokes is asimen habo me'elov. There's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos exactly what pshat is a siman habo me'elov and what the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rameir is. Now Tosfos says pshat further as follows. Tosfos says, let's talk about a person had an eagle shell dveila. And he found the cheres there. Now, how did the cheres come into this eagle shell dveila? The teretz is in the process of of pressing out this eagle, so somehow in the vicinity there was a cheres, and the cheres fell into this eagle shell dweiler, right? Unintentionally. Well, the same thing, Kikar B'Seichai Mois, also there was, in the kneading process of the Kikar, there was some coins placed there, what was on the table, and coin fell in unintentionally. Now, the Shaila is one Shaila. The Shaila is this person aware? That means now you see the eagle shell dweiler. From the outside, you don't know anything. It's from the outside, or you see the kikar of shel nachtam, it looks like a normal bread. But inside, there's a shinoi there. There's a quarter there. There's a piece of cheres in the dweiler. The shaila is now. This zikha, according to Tosfos, the zikha came about unintentionally. Right? Do I have to be chayish that the person who was doiris, this eagle, or the person who was losh, this kika, was he aware of it? And, he was too busy to take out the cheres and the mois. He left it there, but he knows about it. Or should I say, since it came there unintentionally, I have to be toiler. So, I mean, he was looking at the Issa, Bishas, he was losh the Issa, he was talking to someone else. And this, I said, just like it fell in unintentionally, he was unaware of it also. So now, the nafka mina is, If he's miyayish or not, if he's aware of it, so now, Shem Epsayim Hashem, he remembers, he saw it, he didn't take it out. Now he lost the dveila, Orach Hashem. See, the Ashkoch and Protis, now he's not miyayish because he knows about it. He knows there's a cheres in the dveila. So Memele, so he is a simon, so he's not miyayish. Or maybe I should say, he's aware of it. I should be toila mistamis. Just like it fell unintentionally, so mistamin, it's not nirele naim. Mistam, he's unaware of it, so, if he's unaware of it, so, what's help to shinur? So that is the machloikas Rabbi Yudin Rameya. Rameya holds, simon abo miyaylov, is they have a simon. You don't have to clarify, he knows about it and does, just like it fell in unintentionally. So without his dasi, he doesn't know about it. So I can assume it's called adava she'ein by simin is mistama miyayish. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. You have to be chayish. No, to take it for yourself. Be machiz it. Maybe this person is aware and he hears a simin. So meila, that's the machlokes according to Tosfos. Now I had a problem. We had mentioned, we're talking about kikar ubesoichai mois. So kikar, what kind of a kikar are we speaking about? Not a kikar shabalabais. A kikar shabalabais, you see the kikar, you know, right away who the balabosta is. She has her unique style, how to make chalas. Kikar shabalabais is a simen. So we're talking about kikar shonachtum, that all kikrais, all of them look the same. Now, the Rishash had mentioned, we mentioned before the Rishash, by Kikroi Shel Nachtam, he says, I zichen know which Nachtam it came from. Each Nachtam is a different tfus. I zichen know which Nachtam. But since they make 1,000 Kikros a day and they sell them, so I know it comes from this bakery, but I don't know anything. Who lost it? The Nachtam, the Lekeach. That was the Rishash's Shtik Torah. So that's why it's, I know which bakery it comes from. Each bakery is a different food, but I don't know who lost it. So I didn't understand. So according to Tosfos, this zikha came about in the bakery. That means when Bishas delicious kika, some money fell into it. Fine. Money fell into it. The one who was lost the dough will say is aware of it. Fine. But they sell it. The Rishash put in a monkey wrench over here. I know exactly which bakery it comes from. But that since they make 1,000 breads, I don't know who lost it. So what's help me know which bakery? So what's help me that the Lush knows that in this bread, he made, there's 1,000 bread, in one bread, there's a quarter in it. He knows it. So what does that help me? So he lost it. I mean, I know that it comes from this bakery, but there's a new problem. Maybe the Lekeach lost it. Rashi says another pshat in Simen Avo Me'elov. Rashi says that the Shaila is, not the way Taisva says, the Shaila is, it could come Me'elov. If it comes Me'elov, so it's not a Simen whatsoever, they're not aware of it, it's Gonish Medgonish. Maybe it was done with an intent. Maybe it was done with an intent. I mean, this cheres and this dvele, not a mikra that it happened. When the shas, the person was deiris, the dvele, he wanted there should be a cheres there. Yeah, cheshmen, there should be a cheres there. So if you hold simen abo me'elov, have a simen, that means, even though I can say it's abo me'elov, no. I have to be chayish, was not bo me'elov. It was put there with an intent. Dais doesn't like Rashi. Dais says, who puts money in a, no, cheres me'ela, but who puts money into bread? Al kaponim. But that's how Rashi learns. So, if you say according to Rashi that it was done with an intent, so al kochoch, the baker put money in one of the breads, he wanted that this bread should, Salkochach, he didn't have an intent to sell this bread. I mean, if you put it there, b'kavone, so then it could be, I know who lost it. I know that the Nachtim lost it. Rav Shimon ben Elozer, Oymer kol kli ampuye in chayv lahachiz. Now, Rav Shimon ben Elozer is speaking about a new din. Until now, we were speaking about Oichlem, that have a simen, don't have a simen. Rav Shimon ben Elozer is speaking about kalim. Now, kalim, without a simen, one will not return, but a tzuvah merabonon, who's not choshed l'shaker, a tzuvah merabonon, one returns a keli, because he has tviyas ayim, some a mele, so a fellow one finds a keli shame by simen, one has to be machas, maybe a tzuva merabon lost it. But kli ampuya means new kelim, which lay sovet on ha'ayin, so then ein chayiv lahachas. Let us see, Rashi, b'loshin shal gomot, tzemer soru, k'moshuch, k'min loshin, v'tzavua al gomon, u'mutsuyin hein, motze igol, shal dveila ampuya, b'gmore meforsh. Zog taisvis. Eilu metziye shaloi, krichais b'rshus harab. Now, Taisvis is going to say pshat in our Mishnah. There's a machloikis in the Gemara further, and Taisvis is going to be mevare according to each man the yoma, how they learn pshat in the Mishnah, why by krichais it says b'rshus harab, why by the other chafetzim, it doesn't differentiate. So Taisus is going to be mevara the sugi and the zamach leikas amiroim, and Taisus is going to be mevara according to each amiroim. Now, so let us see Taisus. Kriches b'shus harab. B'kriches davke mafleg ben rishus harabim l'shus hayochid. The Mishnah said, kriches, these bundles, these small bundles of tvuim, are unique. If you find them in a Rishus HaRabim, you're allowed to keep them. you find them in a rishus ayochid, you chayiv lahachiz. So, now Tosfos says like this, Mishum, the leman di omar, simin he'osi lidore save simin, umokim ave simin. There's a man di omar that says further, a simin that even though there are strong possibilities that the simin was trampled on because of the traffic in Rishus HaRabim, afal pi kein, a person is in Miyayish, he has betochen, and it's a teira simin. So there's one man di omar, and he also holds mokim ave simin, that the place where this was is also a simin. So Taisa says, according to this man di omar, Mayri Hoche, Teleke Simen, we're speaking about like this. These kriches, these bundles do not have any simen whatsoever. If there'd be a simen on them, so he holds simen osi lidoris have a simen. He holds a simen, even though there's a possibility it might be trampled, but the person is not miyayish, he is betochen, but could be it wasn't trampled. It's speaking about as follows. I have a bundle of tefuah, small bundles of tefuah. There's no simen whatsoever. Umokim nami lehavi simin birshus harabim. And mokim is also not a simin. Mishum de menashtefi. Because you will see soon in Tosfos, it is speaking about, this kriche is speaking about that it was put down. This person was carrying these bundles. He got tired. He put down the bundles. And he got distracted, and he forgot about the bundles, and the shail is, that's exactly what happened. Now, if there would be such a concept of simin mokim in the Rishus HaRabim, so this person who put down the bundles and got distracted, so now someone else found it, so you should realize there's a simen. The person knows exactly where in the Rishus HaRabim he put it down. And so he's not miyayish. So mamela, there would be a simen. Now, lemaise, in the Rishus HaRabim, because of the traffic of the Ragle Odom and Ragle Behemah, it will not stay in one place. It moves. It is kicked around by the Ragle Odom and Ragle Behemah, it's Mizgalgul. So now, let us go back to our scenario. We have a person who was carrying bundles. He put them down. Then he got distracted. And he went away. Now, someone sees these bundles. Someone sees these bundles. So now we have to clear, were the Bailim Miyayish, yes or no? So the Mishnah tells us the Sicha were Miyayish, because there's no simen on the bundles. We're speaking about there's no simen. The Bailim also knows he can't rely on the Simen Mokim, he left it on this and this block, because he knows because of the traffic, Itzicha is not in the place where he left it. So he realizes he has no way to prove that this is his bundle. He's Miyayish. That is what the Mishnah says. As the Mishnah says, Umokim nami lehave simin b'shus harabim, mishum d'minashtefi, because he realizes this Bailim, he's realistic. He realizes that he shouldn't have been distracted, he should have, al kaponim, he realizes if he went away and now he has no havamina to find it. So memele, so he's miyayish. U b'shus hayochid. But what is, so the Mishnah is very meduyik. Krichos b'shus harabim. The person who got distracted in Rishus HaRabim is miyayish, because he knows he has no way to prove that he says krichos. U'b'rishus hayochid, avi mokim simen. Rishus hayochid is a place that there's not so much traffic. So memele, if he'll remember that he got distracted, he put it down, he'll remind him himself 15 minutes later, he's not miyayish. He knows where he put it down. There's no traffic. Mastoma, it was there. So a person who sees these kriches b'shus hayochid, he's mechuyev to be machizit, and he's going to tell him where it was, because there's no There's no traffic in the Rishus HaYochid. But Rishus HaYochid, Havi Mokim Simim, V'chayim Lahachis. U'mayri. Now Tosfos says, Kriches are speaking about the Ashkech Derech Hinuach. He sees it was put down. It wasn't, didn't fall. He didn't lose it. You can tell if something was put down carefully. So therefore the Mishnah differentiates between if it was put down by Shusarab, then I assume the Baila Mezichim Miyayish because he has very slim hopes that he could prove that it's his because he realizes the things travel in the Rishus HaRam. So he's Miyayish. In the Rishus HaYochid, he's not Miyayish. Now, if it would be Derech Nefile, so then Rishus HaYochid, it also, there wouldn't be a din of so he doesn't have a Simen Mokim either. He doesn't know where it fell. Simen Meilin, he would never Simen Mokim. The whole concept of Simen Mokim is only applicable by Derech Hinuach. Now, V'kikroi shel nachtem v'igulei dvei le'ein behem simen. These don't have any simen whatsoever. V'ahami sheloi af b'shus ayochid. This is sheloi b'shus ayochid. U'mayri demotza derech nefila l'kach le'havi mokim simen. Now, Tosfos is a murdika problem, but Tosfos is saying pshat in the Mishnah. Tosfos was stuck with the lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, krichos b'shus arab. So the Mishnah says, black and white, but if it was b'shus ayochid, yechayim l'hachris. All the other cases, Peiris mefuzois, Mois mefuzois, it doesn't differentiate with Bishus Aram or Bishus Ayochim. So Taisva says, well, that's talking about the Erech Nefila, and since there's no Simen, so he's Miyayish. And this is speaking about Derech Hanochem. So it's very modern. Vim Taima, so Taisva asks, am I not at Kriches da Ashkach Derech Inuach? Tvei Mishah Dairi Derech Nefila. I mean, You're differentiating between two objects, a kriche and peiris mefuzorim, and you saw they're both the same. If it would be derech inuach b'shus ayochid, so peiris would also be. There's no difference between peiris. Now, a kriche is speaking about derech inuach. Peiris is speaking about derech nefile. V'yeshloima, so Tosfos says, you can figure it out yourself. The kriches aidi di yakiri inon lehavi sheyiplu shaloi midas. Elok shoy midlofish miniach loretz v'shokram sham. Period. So now Tosfos says, well, we're speaking about a practical case. That means kikrois, krichois are heavy. They're heavy. So now, it is impossible if a person who's carrying these kriches, and they're gonna fall down, and he's gonna go further, and he won't chap. I mean, what happened? He can be magish right away that before things were so heavy, and now all of a sudden things got so light, so memele, so he'd be magish. So therefore, kriches, it's not shayach derech nefila. So how does one lose kriches fakert? He was carrying it. He put it down. Then he got distracted. So then there's a difference between the Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus HaRabim. A Rishus HaRabim, he realizes he has no way to prove that it's his. No, Rishus HaYochid has a way. Masha Ein came, the Peiris and Mois, there could be derech nefila. He won't chap that it drops. So we're speaking about the normal oifen how one loses peiris, the normal oifen how one loses kriches. The kikroi shel balabayis. Now kikroi. Now let's go. There's a deek in the Mishnah. Kikroi shel nachtim. Kikris of a baker, so that there's no simen. Kikris shel balabais. So now we hold, Taisus started, we hold Simen Osili Doris Habe Simen. A person is not Miyayish if there is a Simen. So the Kikir Shal Baibayish Yeshlem Simen. There's a Simen. The Baalei Batim Regilim Nasi Simen Bekikri Sayim. Lekach Afilu Bishusarab Chayiv Lahachis. The Simen Osili Doris Habe Simen. V'tziburei Mois Upeiris. Now, the Tzibure Mois Uperes Tavi Mokeim Simen after Shusa Rabim Kida Omalakamo. Tzibure Mois is a Simen. Mishum Doloi Shaykh Bohu Minashtefi. Here it's not Shaykh Minashtefi. Now, Ledavoini, I don't understand this. The Tosfos HaRosh explains this, but I really don't understand it. The Taisus HaRosh says, what is the case of Tziburei Mois? So the Rosh says, Gimul Matbeis Zu So the Rosh says, Gimul Matbeis, Zu al Gabzu, Einam Zozim Mim Kaimam. I can't figure this out. You have a bundle, every bundle of Tvuah, but the traffic, people are going, the Hamas are going, there's no Simin Mokim. But the money, Einam Zozim Mim Kaimam al Yedei Drise. I don't know, maybe these roll, this doesn't roll. I don't really understand the mitzvahs. But al kaponim, this is the next Mishnah. Tziburei Mois Uperes Davi Mokin Simen Afo Shusarabim Kidama Lakam Lishayach Bohu Minashtefi. Unless the Rosh means as follows. Means if I find three matveis, one on top of the other, it wasn't kicked. If it was kicked, you wouldn't have this. That's Mr. But how does he know that it wasn't kicked? I don't understand. I know it wasn't kicked, but the Bailam doesn't know it wasn't kicked. If there's traffic and I say that, I don't know, he says, Einam Zozim Mim Kaimam, that he realizes that the Bailam knows that it wasn't kicked. That I don't understand. Now, let us go a little further. We'll see a Moira de Kechidish. Fine. Mimtaima, krichos b'shus arabim the mairi derech hinuach. Krichos b'shus arabim is speaking about derech hinuach. Someone put them down. So we say there's no simen because the menashtefi this we're speaking about. There's no simen in the krichos, and there's no simen mokim because menashtefi. So fine, he's miyayish, you'll have to take it, finished. Fractoisvis, hayich loikram, how are you allowed to take it? Omrinin lekamon, sofik hinuach loyitil, v'choshkein vaday hinuach. Now, let us appreciate Toisvis kasha. The Gemara says later, this is a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Motza acher agapa oy acher hageder goizlois mikishorim, hareze lo yigabe." That means like this: we're speaking about goizlois, we small pigeons. The person sees pigeons; they're behind a geder. There's no simen. Speaking of, there's no simen. You see, guys, list, there's no simen whatsoever. So the Gemara says, don't touch them. Leave them there. We'll see, we'll explain soon. So the Gemara says, it's a simen. L'cher, there's a simen mokim. And this is so verkehrt. We'll see, it's not a mucky mishuma, so much so. Adrab, take it and put up a sign. So the Gemara says, no, speaking about these goydless amadodim, they're moving. There's no simimokim. They don't stay at one place. They're not kabua bakaime. There's no simimokim. So the Gemara says, if they're madodim, so who says someone put it down there? Maybe they come mealmes. I says, yeah, could be. Could be they come mealmes. Could be someone put them down. There's no simim whatsoever. Don't touch it. Why shouldn't you touch it? Maybe someone put it down there. Now there's no simon. You're going to be a neighbor chochem. You're going to pick it up and you pick it up. It's papal. So now someone comes. There's no simon. There's no simon mokim. There's no simon. So finish. So you just took away these geizlos from that person. He's lost. Leave it there. Maybe someone left it there. And he's gonna come and he forgot, he didn't forget. Just leave it there. Don't take it for yourself. Leave it there. So Memela, so that's a din layito. There's no simin. But leave it there. Don't take it for yourself. Faktaisus amiridika kasha. We're speaking about krichais bashusarab. We're speaking about bundles. A person put it down. A person put it down. He put it down. He got distracted. He went away. There's no simon. That's right. There's no simon. He put it down on this block. It could be announced by the next block. There's no simon. Please, why should you take it? This person could be. He'll remember. He'll remember later. Put it down. He'll start going in the Rishus HaRabim. If you don't take it, so look a few blocks, and he might find it. Why are you taking it? That's Taisvus Kasha. There's a Mishnah Vayta. You have something without a simin that someone put away. Leave it there. Don't take it. So Taisvus is asking Gamerdike Kasha. Vim Taimer Kriches Peshusarabim, the Mairi Derech Hinuach. Hayech Loikrim. Homrine Lekamon Sofik Hinuach Loyito. That means I see Goizlois. I don't know if someone put them there. I don't know if they're Ma'alme. The Gemara says, Sovikinuach lo yitel. Koskein vadeyenuch. It's speaking about, I see clearly it was put down. Someone forgot it. Hands off! Maybe this guy will come. He has no simon. Fine, but don't take it. V'yeshloima dahani milik shemotze b'mokein mutzne u'mishtama du lo yitel imein b'simen. V'myesh b'simen noitel u'machiz. Now, this is a Amoridike Taisvis. Now, I'd like just to see for 2 minutes the Loshon of Taisvis Taf Chofeyam and Beis, and then we'll come back to our Taisvis, and we'll see Amoridike Zach. Taisvis, the second Taisvis on Taf Chofeyam and Beis. Achar Hagapa, so it's behind the wall. So Taisa says, Mokim Shemishtamreis Ktsas. It's not so shomur, but it's Mishtamreis Ktsas. Avol Motso b'mokim she'enei Mishtamer klal, if it's not Mishtamer at all, Vadai aveidehi v'nisyayishu abaylem, but it's not Mishtamer at all, so tzichan aveide, and the baylem amiyayish, given she'en bosimin. Here it's not speaking about the Mishtamer Legamri. If it's Mishtamer Legamri, Mokim Mishtamer for the Yesh Pesimel LaYigaboy. If it's Mishtamer Legamri, Yizicha don't touch. It's speaking about Mishtamer Ktsas. So Taisvis, so let us just say Taisvelt, and then we'll explain our Taisvis. That Mishnah is speaking about Mishtamris Ktsas. Mishtamris Ktsas is a din, don't take it, this person might come back, and he'll find it. Avo, Mokim She'ene Mishtamer Klau, and that's what Atoisvis says, Roshus HaRabim is a Mokim She'ene Mishtamer, Vadei Aveidehi Umisyashim. A Roshus HaRabim is a Mokim She'ene Mishtamer, Klar, Nizichem, Yayish. So Khan Shayla Ben, why is he miyayish? What does it mean it's not mishtama klal? There's a moira dike Rosh. The Rosh says as follows. Krichois stomayu derech inuach. Krichois is zicha, a person put them down. Kshaadam oimid lofush, he was tired, he wanted a rest, he put down these bundles. Minisharu shom al yidei shumur, and it was left there, he got distracted, he left it, yeah. Umiyayishi abaylam, the baylam are miyayish in the reshus haram. Kivin sha'in bahem simen, there's no simen. So what? So the Rosh Amoyra de Kezach, Vekula alme loyodi, the suffik hinuach loyitel, Vekoshkein de vadai hinuach vishokli lohu. Amoyra de Kezach, the Rosh says, and I don't understand this. If you find something in Bnei Brak, I don't understand this. So upon them, let's say what the Rosh says. The Rosh says, Amoyra de Kezach. A person put down bundles, and he forgot about it. He went away. So the Rosh may ikka adin. The din should be, don't take it. The person might remind him. He doesn't have any simon. That's right. It moves around. It's not on this block. It'll be the next block. Don't take it. This person will remind himself. Will start walking a few blocks in the shul sarab. That would be the Ikaradim. But in the Reshus HaRabim, you have all kinds of people, including Amaratzim. Maybe Reiv Amaratzim. So Zukta Rosh HaMoyre de Kezach. These Amaratzim, they know a little bit, but not too much. And that's terrible. That means like this. They see a bundle. So they start looking. Does he have a simen? No simen. Fine. Well, Hashem. Amokim. They see it was thus. So no simen on the bundle, no simen mokim. I'm allowed to take it. Either is a mishneh, sofiki nuach leit. Listen, I'm not a lamdin, I'm not a boki mishas. This they don't know. And the person who put it down knows that this roiva baratsim in the streets, he knows about that. So he has no havamine. That it will remain there. He won't go back. He knows. You'll see someone will see these bundles. There's no simen mokim. There's no simen. There's no simen on the bundles. The zicha going to take it. The Tosfos HaRosh says as follows. With the mishtamer tzas, a place that's mishtamer tzas, no one knows this Mishnah besides the Lomdim. Mishtamek tzas, if he put it behind the wall. Now, if you'll have an Amoritz that's going to find that there's also going to be the same lamdan, he's going to say, well, there's no simen mokim, these guys are samadadim, there's no simen on it. But, by Amokim Mishtamek tzas, svirele labayim shlayim tzem odom. Who says a person's going to pass by behind this wall and see these guysless? So he has hopes that no one passed by, it's mishtama k'tzas, so he's not miyayish. So the din is telling an elachiyit, you see these guys list, and shuldik habib, leave it there. There's no simen, what's your business? But he's not miyayish. This person is not miyayish, he has hopes to find it. The mishtama k'tzas, svir leila bailim shelo yimtzeim odom ad sheyove shom v'yitlom. See, he's not miyayish, so the din is, an elachi, don't take it. Avo derech inuach b'mokeim hefker, but if it was put down in a reshus harabim, misyayishim ha-bailim sheyoidim sheyinotlu v'loy, the hitzicha knows someone's going to take it. There's no simen mokeim, there's no simen. Everyone knows that Mishnah Layito. It's Mamish Moyredik. Al Kaponim Bizman Chazal. That means a person realized that the people who are walking in the Reshus HaRabim, I mean, a little they know, the first Mishnah and then Shnayim Ayrzim and then Elamatsis, they knew. they need a simen, and that they can figure out. There's no simen. They see there's no simen. No simen mokim, and no simen, and no simen in the kriche. So memele, so he's sure. There's no suffit by him. Misyayshim abaylim sheyoidim sheyinotlu v'lo yachzer oid liyodim. He knows clearly there's no suffix. It's a waste of time to go back. He has better things to do with his time. It's a waste of time. The kulama like miri, the yavshe sheloyinotlu.